is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Yes, people, we are back. Welcome, welcome back, welcome back. Happy Monday. You know what the time is. It's VAR You Serious here on FUBAR Radio, the different sort of football show where we talk things that no one really hops for. Referee for the day. We got rants. I do enjoy that one. It's becoming one of my favourite sections. Got to get a lot off my chest. It's been international break week, so there's some things to get off the chest. We're going to talk through what we've seen today. Oh, sorry, over the weekend. I want to go through a lot of conversations, holiday, international break, and a little bit of football, because obviously it is partly a football show. But joining me today, I've got a special guest. Not just a special guest, a very good friend of mine. Come yeah? Mazmirzadeh.
There we go.
Is in
come
the building.
On.
Come yes, on, my brother. What
are you telling me? Good?
You good? How are you
I'm
feeling?
Good, thanks, bro. I'm good. Yeah, good. Been away. Came back.
Well, let's start there. Let's
okay.
start with.
Cause, all right. Because you've been away as well. That's why you want to start there.
All right. Listen, yeah, people, big up to everyone that's, you know, representing the country and following the football, of course, international break, England, that. But yeah. When it's friendlies, you see me.
But that's the only time we get, though, isn't it? That's all we've got to do.
It's the only time we get to go away.
Exactly.
There you go.
Don't see, feel bad.
See, all right? Maz has been very, very much in this sports space. You know, he's does a lot of content. He's a great presenter. So he understands that our breaks come with when the football season breaks. So when it's an international break, it's also a content creator slash presenter sports break as well. So let's just quickly go on, talk about Holly Bobs. Yep. Where did you go?
I went to Thailand.
Ooh.
You know that place where no one goes? It's I thought I'd be original. Like, where can we go that no one else goes in the world? I'm going to go to Thailand. But no, it was sick. It was sick. Like, I can see why people hype it up. I can see why people love it.
Well, first time there or?
First time I've been there. Yeah. You know, as a Brit, I feel like it's a right away, isn't it? You got to go to Thailand. It's like you got to go to Tenerife. You got to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
But no, it's sick. It's cheap. It's hot. It's tropical.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everything you want in a holiday.
Nice.
It's got it. Do you know what I mean? So now I'm blessed, bro. I had a sick 12 days.
Any crazy stories, or was it quite
do you know
tame?
What? It was chill. I went with my missus.
Okay,
so
fair.
Crazy. No lads' holiday.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You know, falling in a ditch and all that. So yeah, no, it was cool, man. It was cool. Did a lot of. Went on a cruise, like a boat cruise. That was quite cute.
Nice.
Yeah, little couples boat cruise.
That's not bad.
That was quite cute. You know what I mean? I didn't book it, but we won't talk about that. You see that trend where it's like, my name's Maz, and I booked this. Yeah, that was me. So yeah,
no tattoos or anything. No tattoos,
no hangover. Do you know, it was actually filmed there, The Hangover.
Yeah. I forgot what one it
was. Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Because there's
one where they sit on the building and they're like on the bridge kind of thing and they're all like hungover.
Yeah, I think that.
Hence the title.
Yeah, facts. And the monkeys in that one. I think there's
that's
the
it, crazy yeah. Monkey. Yeah, we saw monkeys, saw elephants. What else did I see? Yeah, a lot of tropical animals. It was quite a very animal-friendly holiday, actually.
Interesting. And you didn't feel, because I'm going to get onto my holiday in a second, but you didn't feel, feel bad in the sense of, were they in there?
It was all ethical.
See.
Hey, don't try and cancel me, Cecil. Man tried to cancel
me. I went to a zoo in the aquarium, so I want to talk about mine.
All bounds aside, it was all ethical, which I'm a big fan of.
Good.
Because, I would like to see that. So yeah, the elephants couldn't touch them. It was all
fair.
From a distance.
Yeah,
they
nice.
Just,
nice
yeah,
nice,
just
nice,
capture
nice.
Them from a distance. Saw a capybara. Yeah, pretty cool.
Nice.
Saw one of those. Yeah, man, it was sick. Can't complain. How was your holiday? Because I know you're dying. You're dying for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, do you know what? Just like you said, I
you went Valencia. Tell the people where you went.
Yeah,
man.
Somewhere different. Obviously, Thailand.
Yeah.
I do you know what? Do you know what? I'll quickly say that. I've never been to Thailand. So anyone
bro,
watching,
trust
any
me.
Sponsorships, sponsors in Thailand, I want to sponsor FUBAR Radio.
Bro, Japan. I want a sponsorship to Japan, bro. That's my next bucket list. So if anyone's got any. Anyone wants to sponsor us?
100%.
Japan,
same.
I think Japan.
That's so weird. I want to go to Thailand. I don't want to go to Japan.
Mate, Thailand is sick. I would highly
recommend.
Serious. Yeah, bro, it's so cheap.
Even with all the guys say, bro, going with the missus is tough though, because like.
Yeah. I couldn't go to any.
Happy
endings. Yeah. I went to a lot of masseuses. I got a lot of masseuses though.
Yeah.
Mate, it's like 200 baht, which is less than £4.
Do you have to get on the taxis where they're like bikes?
Tuk-tuks. No, we didn't get one.
Okay,
but
okay.
Bro, in Bangkok, it's for a taxi ride to go, let's say 40 minutes. Guess how much? It's like £3.
Fucking
mental.
Right? How long was that? 20? You say?
I went for
40 minutes.
Oh,
drive.
Yeah, 40 minute drive. Yeah.
£3.
£4. Yeah. Mental.
Mad thing. We back in? Here we go. All right.
Talk to me.
Obviously, big up. I went to Valencia. People will know, listeners, that Dubai was on the list and I had it booked, but obviously. Certain situations for this international break was going to Dubai, but
in my head, I had to rack my brain. I was like, what's going on in the Middle East?
Yeah. So, obviously, we couldn't go there because of situations. So, I had to find a last minute, need a bit of sun. Obviously, I went with the missus as well and the little one as well, my friend.
Yeah, how was that first?
Yeah, but well, second trip I took them to Rome when I hosted TikTok Live Awards. I flew them all out. I flew them out.
He's flexing.
Yeah, I'm flexing the listeners.
It's not like a bad beat.
I flew out. My missus, it's not a bad beat. The missus, big up the missus, flew out to Rome and the mumsy and that. Mumsy, come
love
as well.
That.
Come
love
on,
that.
Hold tight. But this is my second one. Obviously, he went for Valencia and it was nice. It was really nice. Big up Yasmin as well. Yeah, she's a producer here on FUBAR Radio. Yasmin gave me a load of recommendations. She lived in Valencia.
Oh, nice.
She gave me some really nice restaurants. A little fun fact for people. The largest aquarium in the world. Actually, let me just make sure that's not. I'm going to go with Europe because it might not be the world. But the largest aquarium in Europe is in Valencia.
Serious?
Beautiful.
Did you go, yeah?
Went there. I saw dolphins. Obviously, you lot might be used to this, but I don't see dolphins regularly.
I don't think anyone does.
Do you know what it is? I think people might have been swimming with dolphins before, seen a dolphin show. I've never seen one. So when I saw it, I was quite mesmerized. Obviously, I was there with the kids, but I think I was screaming.
You're more excited than the kids.
Brother, the dolphins did a flip.
No way.
Bro,
can do a flip.
Yeah, I can. See, man.
If you've not seen it, you can do backflips.
I can do backflips. I actually scored this weekend. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. I did a backflip, but we'll talk about it later.
Think about the dolphins. Yeah.
Dolphins. So, bro, they I don't know where they generated the power from, but probably the water. But they it went up, did a flip, and I went, oh my days, this is class.
So, I'd be highly impressed if I saw that.
And also, like, bro, it's quite cheap. I mean, I think it's like 30 something euros or like 40 euros max.
What, for the whole fam?
For the whole thing. And then you get to see the show as well for free. Like,
aye.
No, oh, man,
can't
big,
beat
up,
that. Big up Valencia Zoo.
Big up Valencia Aquarium. I went to the zoo as well. Nice. Obviously, clearly, it's an animal trip for me. My missus like to go and see animals. I don't really know.
Same. I'm in the same boat, bro.
I just
every second she just wants to go see animals.
I know, like
I'm like, you got one here.
That's what I'm saying. You're living with one. Like, what's going on? But yeah, we went and saw animals. And yeah, obviously England did play whilst we was out there. But
yeah.
I'll be real, I didn't watch it. The score I did check was, you lot will see, I'm sporting the Jamaica top. I'm gonna go into a little bit of football talk. Well, we'll digress a tiny piece. I didn't watch the Jamaica game. It was at 4 a.m. in the morning.
1-0 win it.
But 1-0 win against North Macedonia.
It's not North Macedonia.
And I don't even put no disrespect on them, but it is New Caledonia.
Yeah, New Caledonia.
1-0.
Macedonia, so, Caledonia.
So, told you it's a football show, loosely. New Caledonia. Jamaica won 1-0. I watched the extended highlights. Horrible.
Seriously? Who's your gaffer now? Because obviously McLaren's not there anymore.
They've got, I should know this. It's a guy from Chelsea. He was one of the coaches. He's one of the coaches from Chelsea, but he was in the setup. He wasn't like one of the first teamers. He's one of the, like, the academy guys. But he's been promoted to be, I believe. I need to double check this as well. Sorry. I believe it's one of those guys that come from there. One of the academy coaches, and he's now part of the setup. But he's also Jamaican heritage, so he understands it.
I think
he actually has represented Jamaica before as well. So all of that, with all of that, he got the job done.
That's important as well.
First step, though, because obviously, as you know, tomorrow, DR Congo, who we're playing,
and that's to get into the World Cup. Whoever wins that
gets the World Cup.
Now, big. Now, nervous.
I am, because Jamaica. I'm disappointed because they should have, with no Mexico.
What, for beating New Caledonia?
No, not that. But with no Mexico, the US, and Canada in your groups, which normally knock us out, that's why we don't get it. We should have an easy route into the World Cup. This is supposed to be the year that Jamaica qualify because of, you know, we're supposed to be in there already because of the teams that have been ready, you know, put through because we're the hosting nation. Now it's becoming a bit difficult. DR Congo got Wan-Bissaka. They got a good strong squad that, and if I'm honest, watching that game against New Caledonia, it just wasn't good enough. I'll be real. The goal was a bit scrappy.
Who you got now, Jamaica? Who's the players standing out?
I mean, big up Casey Palmer, good friend of mine. I think he's a good player. Bobby Decker over Reed. Mm-hmm. You know,
is Ravel Morrison still knocking about or not?
No, Ravel. I don't think he's still there. Yeah, I think
he's like, I've had enough.
I think Leon Can't Bailey. I saw him involved.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him. So that's good. But again, there's been some issues with him as well. Like, not happy
at
with
Villa as well, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the quality is just wasn't great. Hasn't been great for the past couple of games, actually, if I'm honest. But hopefully, DR Congo, we get it over the line. It's a big, big if. I played with Mariapa this weekend. Big him up. Sorry, let me
left back Watford, wasn't he?
Adrian Mariapa. Yeah, I played with him. Left back Watford. He's Jamaican international as well. He's been with
me. He's at Reading as well.
And Crystal Palace as well. Mm. He was playing in charity match I was playing at yesterday, which we'll talk about in a second. And he's obviously representing Jamaica, and he said, look, I think they'll get through. But Casey Palmer
Congo's
did.
Congo's a tough, I think they're a decent
side. Tough,
though.
Bro. Yeah, tough. We played against, Curacao, bro. And Casey Palmer told me he was injured. He didn't play that game. He said, don't worry, bro. We're on home soil. We'll get through. We're at the Jamaica National Stadium. We'll get through. We didn't get through. So, yeah, I'm just a little bit worried, sorry, a little bit concerned. But let's hope, fingers crossed, we do get through that. Right. Let's talk about you, Maz. You're the special guest. It's your time. The listeners need to understand, need to know about you. I suppose let's start with your career. I mean, you've been here from when I've been doing content as well. So from the get-go. I mean, I dibbled and dabbled when I was a footballer, and coming out of the game, obviously went into performing arts and kind of found my way into the media space. But you heavily, from what I know, there might have been stuff before this, Sport Bible and Lab Bible was kind of like, feels like to me, your groundwork. I know you had Seagull Social, so we'll talk about, just talk about kind of your entry point into this space and where it's led to.
Well, funny enough, I actually used to work in recruitment before going into media. So I left uni, I did sports media at uni, and then left uni, my mum and dad were like Asian parents, they were like, listen, chase the money, go get the money. I was like, all right, cool. So yeah, went into, did some dead jobs that I just didn't enjoy. I worked in call centers, did telesales, did all of that.
So no sports stuff, went into
doing all like sales jobs, hated it, got into recruitment, and I was like, do you know what, this is just not for me, this is not what I want to be doing for the rest of my life, this is dead. So yeah, applied for Lab Bible, did like a 4-round interview, and then finally got the interview, and then done well. I had to do a few little tests and stuff. They're like, yep, come in. So I did a lot of back end stuff, did a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And then, just went off and did my own TikTok channel. Done pretty well during like sort of COVID times. And then they were like, oh, you're pretty good at this. Do you want to do it for us? I was like, yeah, why not? So then, and then it just snowballed from there. Did loads of like interviews with stars and people that were in the public. Did a lot of Vox Pops, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, just built up slowly. And then, here I am now. Nice. Year and a half freelance. And just out here, bro.
I think freelance is the key spot there, because I know when you went freelance, obviously we had a conversation before, as you was doing it, and I was actually talking with the idea. Well, I do freelance work anyway, but like going fully freelance, I think it's quite a big risk, especially when you have like
100%.
When you have a company as big as Lab Bible, Sport Bible backing you, same with me with AFTV, like it's taking that leap, and obviously 100%. Like you've done amazing things, bro. Like I've seen you work with some incredible people. Who's the best person you've worked with?
Usain Bolt, probably. Talking to Jamaica. Big up, you say.
Two are quite close.
Yeah.
He's quite, I don't know, I think he's quite open to just, like, he's friends with Danielle, who's an Arsenal fan.
He's
quite close.
Honestly, he was a legend, bro. He was so nice. So we went there for a shoot.
That's mad, but I thought he'd be like,
honestly, one of the nicest
one of those people that are just untouchable.
So like when he first came in, it was like we filmed at his house. And he was like, I'll keep the details, but you know, he has a good time. Yeah, he loves it. He has a good time.
Jamaican man,
the Guinness bottles around. I was loving it. But so we were at his house. It was apparently his second home, which I called the party house. Which is
He
has a second home
in the UK.
It's in Jamaica.
Oh,
we flew to Jamaica to film it. So he basically
what?
Yeah, swear on.
The Sport Bible sort this out.
Yeah. So this was a branded shoot with Sport Bible. So we
flew to Jamaica.
Yeah, flew to Jamaica, and then we got to film at his house.
Blood.
And he was like, he was ledge, bro. And then we, filmed with him and he pushed me in the pool. We did a little bit where I was like, look, can you push me in the pool? And it was all part of the script thing. And then he was like, no. Well, actually, at first, his management were like, no, he's done now. Like, you got your time kind of thing. But I was like, Usain. He was like, what's up, brother? And then he was just ledge. He was like, I was like, could you just final little bit together? And he was like, bro, come on, I got you, man.
Sick.
And then, it took me. Like,
is he really tall? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, comparison to me. He's like 6 foot. Four? No, bigger than that. 6'5".
Okay, I think he must be because he's strut. Anyway, strut
bro,
is massive.
Huge, yeah. Okay. But bro, proper nice guy. Really down to earth. Really lovely to work with. Just a really nice guy. And obviously, one of the most talented athletes ever to grace the planet.
Yeah, facts.
And like, just,
I like the way you described that.
He is a serious guy, bro. Like, people forget. No, I don't think people... No, people give him his credits, to be fair. Give him his flowers.
He's a world record holder to this day.
He was a joke. Like, I remember when we used to watch him growing up? Like, I remember watching him on TV growing up and I was like, this guy is a joke. Yeah. Like, he makes everyone look like they're just subhuman.
The confidence, the aura.
I don't want to use the word aura, but he had it. He had it in abundance. But yeah, proper sick guy, man, and that's probably one of the most I'm wow. most proud of. But
and he did that little bit. He pushed you. He did that bit. Yeah,
done
that little. Well.
Just like he at first, his management like, yeah, you're done. Like that's your slot done.
Yeah.
Because they were obviously just having to. Because he had to get a plane straight after. He had to go to the airport straight after. And then as he was getting changed, I was like, oh, can you like sort? Because his management like, no, like. Off you pop, and he's like, "No, come on, bro, I got you." And he was like, "Yeah, I got time, let's do it." And I was like, "Sick, man, yeah." But no, that was sick. I've been blessed to do some amazing, amazing interviews, like footballers and sports stars, even like in entertainment as well. Like Ed Sheeran, I've interviewed at the Brits.
Done some big,
yeah, man.
You saying is
yeah, yeah, he's the goat.
Favorite shoot then? Is that correlated with that? Or has there been a shoot?
Because I think that's got to be up there.
Yeah,
but I've been, like I said, I've been blessed, man. I've done a lot of trips to America, done a lot of boxing events in America, done the World Cup Qatar. That's got to be up there as well. I was blessed enough to be sent to Qatar for the World Cup, and that was serious, man. That was really
unreal.
Cool. So yeah, man, I've been very blessed. But yeah, it's been an amazing journey. Hopefully, it's still the beginning of the journey.
Not 100%.
Yeah, I've had an incredible journey, man. And I'm very blessed.
Yeah, you've worked with some incredible.
And I get to work with you, bro.
No, I'll take that. I mean, I'm not the levels of Usain Bolt and that, but I'll take it.
Take your flowers, man.
I appreciate it. And you, like I said, you've done some amazing. Like we're friends, so I follow your stuff. I see all your stuff as well. I want to ask. This is a tough one. You don't have to do it directly, but worst person you've worked with. I mean, I know there's. I've seen a boxing one. Why do I forget his name? You've got in the ring.
Ben Whitaker,
legend, by the way. Obviously a Spurs fan, so I can't say too much. But I've met him as well. Nice guy. But like, that shoot.
Do you know what? That's up there as well. That was a really fun shoot.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, bro.
Just so people know, he got in the ring with him, and Ben Whitaker weren't taking it lightly. Like they trained together.
Nah, he gave him
a dig. Yeah,
yeah, proper in the ring. Because I was goading him. To be fair, I was like, why are you not punching? He went, all right, cool. Bam! Just give me one lick to the ribs, and that hurt. But he was cool, man. He was actually well-aged. I get this question a lot. A lot of people ask me like, have you had any like people that are dickheads or whatever?
Yeah, I get it as well, but there must be someone. I get it as well. I can never really answer it because everyone seems really nice.
You know, generally, and maybe this speaks volumes about us, and I don't want to, you know, give myself a big head here. But I feel like we're quite personable, we're quite easygoing, and I feel like, this is without blowing my own trumpet here, I feel like I make people feel at ease, and I don't go in there with a certain demeanor or like put you on the back foot, so you're a bit defensive. So I feel like everyone I've dealt with have actually been really cool. Like another person has been, I don't want to name drop here, but I will.
Go on.
I'll pick up in a minute.
Go on.
Anthony Joshua, lovely bloke.
Yeah, he's a
lovely bloke. I got to interview him. Well. He was like, and again, but people have these, and Tyson Fury as well, actually pretty cool. Like he's a bit crazy, but he's actually cool. So a lot of people have like these misconceptions about, like let's say Tyson Fury, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, right? I spoke to his dad, John, and John was sound as anything. But like, I think I see him do mad things.
I think another thing as well, they know how to get engagement.
Up,
exactly, ramp out for the cameras. We all work in content, we know how it is, do you know what I mean? So, but nah, man, I've been actually very, again, I'll use the word blessed here. I've been very lucky that I have not really encountered anyone who's been a bit of a twat, really.
Yeah, do you know
I've
what?
I've been very lucky.
I'll people that listen, like big up Maz as well. Like he what he said was spot on. I think there's a skill in being able to just relax people, make them get the best out of them. Because sometimes you get to shoots. I've been on shoots where the talent's annoyed because of something that's nothing to do with you. It might be something to the agency or the bad day, or you might have had a bad encounter before you arrive. But then when they get to me, I try and make people feel very relaxed. I'm thinking we're quite personable and we can relate to people. So we're all humans, and we always kind of get the best out of people. That's why I think if you look at Maz's work, look at my work, I think we tend to get the best out of people. I mean, the PFA Awards for me is the one that just jumps out in my mind. Like Mo Salah doesn't really do interviews, but he spent the longest time with me, and even the club were like, he stayed. They were saying what Maz said with Usain Bolt, but the team was saying he's got to move on, but Mo wanted to stay with me. Facts, and obviously, I think it's timely to mention it as well, because obviously he's said that he's retiring now. Well, he's not retiring, he's leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. But I had a really, really good encounter with him at the PFA Awards, and it was a TikTok live. Like, it wasn't a major broadcast, it wasn't none of that. He came, gave me good energy, gave me a really good interview, and gave me a lot of time. But that's because I think the energy.
Just a little tip, actually, if anyone like is wanting to get into presenting or getting into anything like that, I remember I had an interview with James Anderson, the cricketer, and Jimmy Anderson, and he was not cold because he had a long day of shoots, right?
Right.
And we were the last ones to do it. And you could tell, like, he was a bit, like, not standoffish, but, you know, he's just basically like, let's just get this done.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I made one little comment about his he had Axel Arigato's on. And I was like, oh, love your shoes, bro. Where'd you get them from? Like, literally, one little comment. And he just lit up and was like, oh, yeah, no, I bought these the other day, blah, blah. Sick. And then after that, we just got on a level. And like, even the woman was like, that's the most energy he's given anyone today. Like, he's had a long day. He didn't want to do, like, he basically doesn't want to do this, basically.
Mad.
But he's given you the energy because you just had that.
Relatability,
bro, and it was just
yeah.
a little comment. Like, little again, it's not even anything special. I've not done anything special there. But it's just that little thing just to engage him and just to get him conversating. And then once you give him the vibes, give him the energy, bro, I think it's tough to then be miserable around people that are
Facts.
Giving you the energy. And you're very much Facts. That high energy. Facts. I feel like everyone who's around you always buzzes off you because you're that bundle of energy, and then you just sort of emit that. There you go. So
that's how it should be.
Little tip if anyone's looking to get.
And a big tip, not even a little tip, that's a big tip. Obviously, do your research, do what you need to do, but then also, try and
be personable.
Be personable, try and be relatable, because that's how 100%. You get the best out of them. Coming up after this, we're going to discuss something that kind of broke in the news. Well, literally, within the past couple of hours, it was breaking last night around Tottenham Hotspur.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas. VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
All right, Maz, we're football people, and this is partly a football show. Tottenham, you will know of a man very well as well, have offered Robert De Zerbi a 5-year contract, which would make him the highest earner in the Premier League. I didn't know that, though. I've been sent this by my producer, obviously. I knew that the De Zerbi news was breaking last night.
So is that confirmed now?
Well, they've offered him. I don't know if it's fully confirmed that he's taken the job. And I don't believe it is yet. I think also, because obviously I've got a lot of Spurs fans that are friends of mine that I speak with. I said, well, it'd be funny him in the Championship. But they said, obviously, he'll have break clauses in his contract. If he goes to the Championship, he won't be the manager.
He's very reluctant, wasn't he, to take it this early?
Exactly.
To get it at the end of the season.
But a lot of managers as well want a bit of longevity as well. They don't want to do just to the end of the season if they keep them up. They want to have guarantee that they can continue being the manager, going into next season. So De Zerbi is their choice. For me, I really think that is not the right appointment. I just think he always leaves the club bad and in worse positions. I think he's a good manager, but where Tottenham are and the mood right now, I don't think De Zerbi is the one that's going to get them firing again. I really think there's many, many other people. Mm. Obviously, Harry Redknapp was floated around. I think, obviously, he said he's enjoying the horse.
I saw Ben Davies got linked with it. Their player. He's playing right now and he got linked to the job. I think it's all crazy. But no, Robert De Zerbi, obviously I know him a lot, well, not personally.
Obviously you're
as a Brighton fan, I know him from the club. And yeah, look, he's done incredible things at Brighton. He was, do you know what I loved about him? His passion is like unmatched.
Okay,
he's
cool.
Like one of those fiery Italians. You see it on the sidelines. I think he got like one of the most yellow cards that season when he was with us. And like, but you know, he got us to one of our highest ever, finish sixth position in the Premier League, which is insane. And you know, he has that bit about him, and that's what I love from a manager. I want to see that. I want to see that passion. I want to see that on the sidelines. You want that inspiration. If things aren't going well, he can change things up. Look, he was a very interesting time at Brighton because, yeah, like I said, he'd done really well. But then the season after, we had arguably one of our worst seasons under him as well. And then he ended up leaving, went to Marseille. And, you know, he's an interesting character, and I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know how he fits in with Spurs,
especially
the board. The board. I don't know how it's gonna go with the board. I just feel like he's gonna clash a lot with them. Because
if he's a passionate manager, that doesn't go 100%. hand in hand.
We saw Conte. Yeah. We saw what happened with Conte. He basically outwardly came out and was like, "I hate Spurs." Do you know what I mean? You might as well have said, "I hate Tottenham Hotspur." Whilst being the manager, it's like it's just insane. And I can see that going very much down the same route.
Yeah.
If he's not happy, De Zerbi will speak his mind, and that's just simple as that.
It's funny. Ange kind of did that as well at a stage as well. Like he said about the fans,
when
we like,
overlap, Ange was just slagging them off. He was like, it's a terrible club.
Mad, it's
they're
mad
in a bad position right now, man.
Not good.
I bet you're loving it. As an Arsenal fan, it's the best time ever.
The thing is, I'm not enjoying it enough, though, because even yesterday, like, I was with a lot of football people and loads of Tottenham fans, and they're like, support Tottenham, and I'm like, I want to just, like, unleash, and I'm just like, it's not even worth it. Like, you guys know where you are.
Do you feel bad for them? Is that what it is?
But I shouldn't. I don't want to say that.
They're so bad.
Yeah, but I don't want to say I feel bad because I should never feel bad for a Tottenham fan. But I'm just like, I can't.
We're on different levels.
Like, if you want to start talking about you won the Europa League and stuff, and you try and goat me, then I'm gonna rip you from where you are right now. But if you're just like, I'm not going to just go in and just cuss you in here because there's no point. It doesn't deserve my energy.
I don't
see De Zerbi working.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree. Yeah, I think
they are in free fall right now. I will mention this as well, though. I was thinking about this coming in, and again, a big section of our show is talking about what we've seen over the weekend. One of the things I saw, Jermaine Defoe, Woken new first team manager. I'm going to give him a little round of applause.
Yeah, just... And Colin Kazim-Rich is at
your Colin at Crawley Town. Colin, you saw that? Bro, you're locked in. I love that.
Come on, bro. Sugar. They won 2-0.
Yes, they did. He got his first,
last,
he got his
last,
first
like,
win.
5 minutes, I think.
Yep, I saw him go to the fans, give it a...
Big up Colin Kazim.
Big up Colin Kazim. Thank you for... I wouldn't have mentioned that. I've got a few things that I've seen over the week. But Colin Kazim, big him up. Had a great career. Surprised to see him... Sign Crawley as a head coach there.
I saw a lot of outrage.
Yeah.
Like, why are we getting him? Because they're in trouble, aren't they? They're just above the relegation zone.
Bro, they are having a terrible season. Yeah. So much so. Big up one of the guys on my Instagram. He's a fan of Crawley Town. Goes and watches him week in, week out, home and away. He said, "We miss you. We need you." And I'm like, love bro, I weren't even that. I didn't really play first. I played one first team match in a cup game. But like, those players I had a really good bond with. And he said, "We need you back in the team." I was like, "Bro, I'm so retired." But he was just like,
"Do you know what it is though?"
He goes, "They're in a really bad position." But yeah.
Do you know what it is? I think you bring vibes, bro. And I think that's what you need sometimes. When you're down there and you're battling,
you
need someone.
No, you do.
Do you know what it is? Jason Steele, yeah, you know, got called up for England.
Yes.
Everyone was like, "Why is Jason Steele getting called up for England? Why is..." Bro, he's got vibes, bro. He might not be the best keeper in the world, but he's got vibes. Everyone says how much he influences the changing room, how good he is around the players.
Yeah.
Bro, generally, I think that's what you need. You need a vibesman.
Don't forget
a bagsman. You need a vibesman.
Crawley Town, if you're watching and you want me back, just give me a shout. I'll come back. Yeah. I'll come back to be the vibes, man. The fee is a lot more than what it used to be when I was a player. So I don't know if you can afford me now, but all good. But no, big up Colin Kazim-Rich, because like I said, there was a clip as well going around. I'm going to sound old, but I'm on Facebook a lot and I get a lot of Crawley Town stuff because of when I was at Crawley. So I saw the speech that he did, really powerful to the players. Mm. And in the end, like you said, he won. Big up Colin. Big up Jermaine Defoe as well. Yep. Like I said, I know he's an ex-Spurs player.
I'm interested to see how Jermaine Defoe gets all right working.
It'll be interesting.
Can he emulate Jay from In-Betweeners and win it all?
I mean, That's what I want to know.
Can he take them all the way?
That would be amazing. I mean, the reason why I brought it up as well is because I know he's doing his UEFA license and I saw him with Granit Xhaka and Mohamed Elneny doing the final bits of his badge. But like, what I want to mention is, I think, I don't want to go into it too much, but being a black man, starting that low, I think he could have got maybe a bit of a higher job, but I know it's difficult for black managers. There's not many currently anyway in working in football. It's good that he's in a role, in a first team manager role, but I think it'd be nice to see him be part of Tottenham's coaching staff, not the first team manager. Way too big of a job to first. But yeah, maybe put him in there, maybe put him in. Even like Mikel Arteta went to Man City as the assistant coach with Pep. Maybe get Jermaine Defoe in a part of a consortium of coaches that, listen, I know they're looking at De Zerbi, but there could have been Harry Redknapp, there could have been a few ex-players. I know Ledley King was, I know they were talking about him. Just someone who understands Tottenham. I speak to a lot of Spurs fans. They say, we need people that actually understand the club, that get it and want to, you know, get players fighting for the badge. Mm. Bringing in these managers like Igor Tudor, they don't understand what it is to be a Tottenham fan. Yeah. I don't, obviously, but I just think my 2p, Jermaine Defoe, could be part of that coaching consortium. However, he's at Woking. All the best to him. That was something I saw over the weekend. Quickly as well, what I saw over the weekend, Mobos. My friend's Chip. Big up, Chip. One best cry match.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, big him up. I have to mention it. I know this is not a music show. I know we're on the radio, but big up Chip. Good friend of mine. Best cry match. Done amazing things. He won best newcomer, I think, when he was like 16 or 16, 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now he's won again for the best cry match. He's done, had a mad career, mad span.
But I feel like he's one of the most underrated artists in the grime scene.
He does
like,
so
generally,
much for the scene.
He started. He was one of the original founders. Bro, I remember watching him and Ice Kid back in the day, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, that freestyle.
Yeah, that, and that's what I saw him on the map. And yeah, man, I feel like he's one of the most underrated artists. But yeah, big up Chipmunk.
Yeah, back for it, way back. Chipmunk, big up Chip. And then lastly, obviously a big Arsenal fan as well. He got asked a lot of Arsenal questions when he was there. But another Arsenal fan who was there, who's now a recent friend of mine. I'm just doing name drops on that. Oh, I don't pick them up. Yeah. I don't pick them up. They can stay. These are for you lot. DC3. He's like a gospel rapper. Mm. He's done a lot of work. He's done some work with Dave. Done some work with Stormzy. He won a mobile. I think on two mobiles. Sorry, one. Yeah, I think he won best newcomer and I think gospel or I think another. He won two mobiles basically. Mm. I just want to big him up. Really
How
young,
like 16?
19. 19. Wow. But he's an amazing talent, bro. Mm. And he's so humble. Such a lovely lad. I saw him after an Arsenal game with his mum, and his mum was just like beaming because he was so happy to see me. And I said, bro, he was like, can I get a photo? I said, brother,
that's mad.
Can I get a photo? What do you mean? And his mum was beaming from ear to ear. And I was just like, being like, I said, you've got such an amazing son, such a gifted son. Keep him just, you know, focusing on the straight and narrow and all that
and
stuff.
He's unreal. His marketing's a joke.
That's
how we got discovered, really.
Yeah. From his flow and his videos, his social ones. Yeah. He's worked for Arsenal as well. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. So big up DC3. Obviously, there was other winners, but...
Pick up the boys.
Mobo Awards this week.
Just quickly, just talking about, are we going to be talking about the injury crisis? Is that part of the show?
Yeah. Let's go into it.
I feel like we need to address this because I feel like you're avoiding it as an Arsenal fan. This is a disgrace, by the way. Was it 11 players who pulled out of international duty?
Listen.
Can you confirm the numbers?
Yeah.
Zubin Mendy's the latest, by the way.
Yep.
Absolute shambles, I'm sorry to say.
What do you mean?
Nine players.
Absolute shambles?
Come on, bro. Right, okay. If any other club does that, is that fair?
They do it.
No.
Don't start.
Yeah.
Man United's done it for years.
Sir Alex has done it.
Yeah.
Okay, how is that fair? Liverpool. Other clubs? Okay, let's say.
Bun the other clubs. Do you think I care about other clubs? Right, we're in a tight. Wait, listen.
No, but
we've just
real,
lost. We're
real,
going for
real.
A quad.
Okay, if Man City were doing this, how annoyed would you be right now?
If who?
You'd be shouting. If Man City did exactly the same as you lot, you'd be shouting and going, Man City, they cheats. Add it to the 115 charges. Righty, righty, righty. No, but it's facts.
He's not right.
But now it's Arsenal. It's okay.
Listen,
yeah, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Listen, Maz, other clubs have been doing it for years.
Okay.
We are on course.
But does it make it okay? No. Just because if another club said, jump off a cliff, Cecil, you wouldn't say, yeah.
Does it make it okay?
The guy before jumped off a cliff, it's all right for me to do it.
Do you think it's fair that, you know, the players that are on the fringes of England don't get to play or the
Saka, Rice and
No. I'm talking about when the players are dropping out, like the Sakas, Rice and Madueke's, then other players are you going to stop the opportunity of lesser players, no offence, getting the opportunity to play for England, represent the country?
Talking about meaningless friendly in midweek.
Thank you. No, meaningless.
No, I hear it.
And they're giving opportunities to get players to get their caps.
No, that's a different argument. Okay, but if, let's say, for example, now... Chelsea started doing that. All the other clubs went, do you know what? Arsenal have done it, so I'm going to do it. Chelsea are going to do it. Then Man City are going to do it. Liverpool are going to do it. Then everyone in the whole Premier League went, do you know what? We don't want any of our players to go to an international break. Is that okay? Are we making
but
this
friendlies.
Acceptable?
If it's these aren't World Cup qualifiers.
That's a different debate, though. International friendlies is a different debate because
well, this is what this is this week.
I don't believe in. I think they're so meaningless. Well, like, we need to scrap them.
So your argument's flawed, surely?
No, it's not because what Arsenal are doing is not okay.
Brother, we are on course for a treble. We're not going to get a treble.
No, you're not going
to. We're going to get a quad.
Let's relax.
But Kim and his silly little team, Man City, ruined my hopes and dreams.
Big up, City. Come on! Honestly, that day was amazing, by the way. I was in, where was I? I was in Spitalfields Market. And honestly...
You were in Spitalfields Market?
Yeah, I was working at the time.
Fair.
So I caught the end of the game.
Yeah.
And bro, when I saw the Arsenal fans walking out, they all started zipping their
jackets up.
They didn't want to be seen with their Arsenal tops on. I was like, yes, big up City. Come on, the boys. But yeah, anyway, going back to the international break. That international break is a farce anyway. But what Arsenal are doing...
You're saying it's wrong.
It's wrong. 100%.
So if every team did it, it's wrong.
Okay. I think it sets a precedent for then any other club to go, well, Arsenal did it. Why can Arsenal do it and we can't?
Do you know what? I'm going to relish in it. Stop, Cecil. I've got to keep changing my mind. I've got to stop getting annoyed when people are trying to rattle me. Because,
I'm not trying to rattle you. I'm actually being deadly
but
serious.
But teams have done it for years. And then we haven't done it. So in the time that we do it, it seems like it's now every major talking point is around Arsenal. Yeah. They're being cheats. They're doing this. They're nine players. They're calling them back.
Mm.
Brother, it's an international friendly that means
okay,
nothing.
Okay, but this is the core. Okay, I'm just going to read out who's gone.
Yeah, it's
the core. So Eze, who doesn't sort of play.
No, he is.
Rice, pivotal. Madueke plays quite a bit because Saka, obviously, injury ridden. Saka's out. Timber.
They are actually out, though. Some of them.
Timber. Zubimendi. Trossard. Saliba, Gabriel. Hincapié. And Odegaard. So you're telling me all of these suddenly had an injury out of nowhere?
Maz, did you not see Nonny played the game? Nonny Maduweke played and he came out with a knee brace.
Out of that list I just read, how many are actually genuine injuries?
Saka's injured.
Yeah, he's always injured though.
Nonny's injured. Yeah. He might be back.
So you disagree with my statement that it's wrong what Arsenal does?
It's hard because the statement... I hear what you're saying in part of the statement, but I just feel like I don't know why the lights should be shone on Arsenal when the team's been doing it for years. That's one thing. That's my one argument. Second thing is you've said these international friendlies are absolutely pointless. So if they're pointless,
no, I agree. Yeah,
for me, my argument is let the players that are dying to get an England cap. Not dying, but it's
dying for it.
Yeah, dying for it. It's just, it'll be really good for them to get their opportunity to play for England. So let them get that opportunity.
But that's a flawed argument in itself, because then, like I said, there's other clubs that want to do it as well. I'm sure every club would love to recall every one of their players.
Not really. Because some clubs are in the middle.
They're fighting for Champions League. You got clubs fighting for Champions League. They'd like to do it. You got teams like myself, Brighton. We're fighting for Europe. Why can't we recall our players? Why can't we get Van Hek to come back from Netherlands? Why can't we get Verbruggen come back? Why is it okay for Arsenal to do it?
If the club and player agree to come back, then maybe, because
the Arsenal bias, you'll never.
I'm holding on to it because, like I said,
we'll agree to disagree. Yeah, yeah.
The state. It's gonna. Do you know what it is? Do you know what?
Let the people.
You guys let us know in the comments. But I think for me, it's gonna happen regardless. That's the only thing. Like, it's annoying,
but does it make it okay?
Okay,
that's my point.
I'll agree with that.
That's my point. Because if Arsenal were allowed to do it, that means every other club would be like, well, why can't we do it? That's my big point.
But
it just sets a bad precedent.
You sound like Hertzler. I've never seen a keeper go down three times in a game.
People
can do it. It may not be right. Mm. Same with diving. Mm. It may not be right, but it's part of today.
So why did you not do it then? Why does Gabriel fall over every 2 seconds?
It's part of the game. We've got a title to win. We've got part of the game.
Diving's part of the game. Well, no, you lost it.
People do it.
We'll agree to disagree.
Let's move on. Before we go to ref a day, but just quickly. I played a charity match on the weekend. Go get it in there. Played against
Mariappa.
Yeah, Mariappa was in there. Dean Morgan. It's not massive.
I like you, Adrian Mariappa, but
Dean.
You said there was levels though.
There are. Where's, well, the players.
Where are the levels at?
To be fair, they. I thought they were. And
pick
then,
up Mariappa. Then, and then, who was the other players?
They had Harvey from So Solid Crew.
What is going on here? Big up Kim, because he's even shaking his head, and I agree with him. What's going on here?
Josh Parker, Baller League, he's there. Not bad.
Josh who?
Josh Parker, he's at Baller
League. Isn't he from Spider-Man?
Chris Dickinson. I mean, he's a non-league player. Some of you may not know who that is. Aaron McLean.
Like, I played in you said a serious football match.
Yeah, I did say that.
Aaron McLean. Mariappa.
Yep.
I know McLean is a Peterborough legend, but come on, man.
Gaz Beadle from Geordie Shore.
He plays golf, doesn't he?
No, he does. He plays. He's good at football, though. I'm not gonna lie. He's not bad.
You must have been the best player there.
You must have been up there, top five. I played in the influencer team who had like
Gaz Beadle.
He played in the Legends team. The ex-pro team. In my team, it's a charity game. I had Christian Tai, who's an Arsenal fan. Adam McCauley didn't turn up. Dan Osman didn't turn up.
Did you say Tai from AFTV play?
No, Christian Tai, a good friend of mine. We had LV General. He played. Tyra Mills, who does a lot of content. Big up. AB30. We had Swarms didn't turn up.
Swarms didn't turn up?
No, I'll have to
be buzzing with that.
Yeah.
So this is the most hated person.
I saw that.
Bro.
We should talk about Inside.
Inside.
I know, there's so much to talk about.
There's a lot to go through. But so what happened? Did you win?
So we lost 22-2.
You lost 22-2?
Yeah.
Why don't you start with that? that's a big... You lost 22-2?
Well...
What'd you do? Play like eight at the top? What's going on? Do you have no defence?
I was a striker. I got the penalty for the first goal. Thank you.
What, you went 1-0 up?
We went 1-1 and then we went 2-1. I scored an absolute screamer, which I'm waiting for the footage. Yeah. And then we just...
So you scored the only two goals?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Anyway, well, that was my charity match experience. Big up Interlegends, and thank you very much. So that was it. I wouldn't talk about it too long because the score was so bad.
22-2.
Yeah, I know, I've never seen that scoreline in my life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's charity.
Think of the kids.
You know what's mad? After this, we're gonna do Ref of the Day, and we're gonna do Real Madrid versus. We'll do Woken FC. We'll do that.
And we'll do the rules, yeah.
And we'll do the rules, and Maz is gonna be the ref of the day, and the score might be similar. We'll start with that score actually after this. VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio? All right, Maz. Welcome to Ref of the Day. You are the ref for today's game. It is Real Madrid versus Woken FC. Now, what you need to do is you got to make basically even the balance. We love an underdog story here in the UK. So really we want Woking to win the game.
Yeah.
It's a £1 billion game. So whoever wins £1 billion. You get a cut of that as well.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so it's not bad. You get a bit of check.
20%?
Well, 20% is a bit much. We'll 10%.
10%?
Still a good chunk.
I'll take that. I'll take it. It sounds good.
But that's if Woking win the game. So your rules have to make...
So I'm the gaffer of Woking. No, I'm the ref.
No, you're the ref. So you have to put the rules in the game to basically sway the balance. You've got to be a bit of a bent ref and make sure that Woking win. We kind of got to get a level, but we love an underdog story. Mm. So the Real Madrid players have goal bonuses. So they're taking it serious. Plus, the staff.
Are we talking the current 11? Yeah, like Vinicius.
All of them. Okay. Mbappe.
Bellingham.
Jude.
Mm. Rudiger. Edmund Letao. Whoever plays for Woking.
All of that. Yeah. So what will the score be without any rules? A normal foot match, you think?
Oof, yeah, it's close to your charity game, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. we might have to stop.
Talking... Okay, but I feel like any of those games, though, they're always gonna struggle, like, as in to get the mentality. Because you know what I mean? When you're playing Woking, the mentality levels are there. You're thinking, oh, these lot aren't serious. I'm gonna. So you might not even go to those levels. I'm going to go with a conservative 12-1.
12-1.
Conservative.
No, I like that.
12-1,
I like that. 12-1. That's a fair result.
Because I feel like they're not going to be locked in. When they're playing in likes of Man City, playing Champions League games, big games at Bernabeu, they're going to be locked in, whereas respectfully, we're Woking.
But goal bonuses as well. 12-1, okay, that's fair.
What's that to them?
Yeah, 12-1 works. 12-1 works.
It's like a haircut to them.
I think just... I've just seen as well. I've just said they weren't meaningless friendlies. Sorry, I'm still rattled by that because there's two games before the World... Next is the World Cup. The final two games for the World Cup. So they weren't meaningless friendlies. But to me...
Oh, as in well, some of the players.
When we were talking about the debate before...
Yeah. Like an Odegaard, because they got. Are they? Oh no, they qualified. I think, but there's a few that haven't qualified. Yeah, I hear it.
But anyway, listen, we're gonna move.
But on. England are in friendlies.
So I was gonna give some examples of some of the past ref of the day, referee rules.
Yeah.
The players have to carry spades. Every Real Madrid player has to carry a spade whilst playing. Madness.
Okay.
That's tough.
That's quite dangerous.
It's very dangerous, but it's tough. One of them was.
I don't know if health and safety would.
I know. One of them was Real Madrid players have to face backwards when they receive the ball.
Oh, okay.
So. They can't score, really. They have to do bicycle kick or backwards header or back heels to score. Mm. Every time they receive the ball, it has to be facing backwards. Even a goalkeeper, goal kicks, back of the heel to kick out. No, that's a good rule.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I like that one, yeah.
One of them was...
The spades, not so much, but that one...
Spade, yeah. There was one that when they receive the ball, the Real Madrid players can't move, like netball. So when you receive the ball... You have to be frozen.
One.
Good
yeah,
one, isn't
yeah,
it?
This is good.
So have a good thing.
It's a good game, this.
This is. Oh, trust
me.
Well
done. Whoever came up with it was it? Keanu Reeves.
It's not bad. It's not
whoever
bad.
Whoever came up with it, good game.
Right, we're gonna start.
I've got one. Straight off the bat.
So we're gonna do. You've got three rules. Okay, you're gonna do your first one. Right now, it's 12-1 to Real Madrid. You have to. Okay. I'm gonna be the judge. Here we go.
Yeah.
First rule.
Okay. So, they have to have their laces connected.
I like that.
That's good, isn't it?
That's a strong start.
But what I don't, because that is a big, big hindrance.
Massive hindrance. Huge. That's normally a rule three.
What I will allow is that the laces are like tied quite long, so you've got a bit of breathing room.
Okay, cool.
See what I'm saying? So it's not like tied like straight. Stuck. You've got a bit of breathing room, but it's still difficult.
Okay.
So that's at least an 8-goal swing? At least.
I'm going to give you...
Because they're techie, innit?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Goalkeeper can still kind of move little piece to get across the goal.
Goalkeeper's not really... because it's the diving.
They can waddle. So,
like that.
So that is all right. Let me go...
But you lose a lot of pace.
Yeah, let me go... 7-2.
Okay. So just one goal?
7-3.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. That's a good start. No, do you know what? That's a strong... Nah, 7-3
works. I'll save that for the third rule.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That's a strong third rule. I'll be honest, I'm being biased because I'm expecting better ones to come. That's normally a rule three sort of rules. I'm going to go a little bit more. 6-3.
You've done well with that first one.
All right. Next one.
All right. Next one. I'm doing it all off the bat here.
Let me
think of one I could do. So the next one is, that you can only pass in a certain sequence.
Wow.
So, for example, let me rephrase that. So, for example, let's say I pass my right back. Yeah. I can't then, for another three phases of play, pass my right back again.
Right, so like goals. If the keeper passes the right back, he then can't.
So for three phases of play, so three passes essentially, you can't pass to the same player.
Okay, so in three passing patterns, you can't go back to the same player.
Yeah, so three patterns of play, you can't pass to the same player. Every three patterns of play.
Oh, these are good rules, you know. You've done off the bat as well. It's good.
Yeah, I can't lie.
This is good.
He's all off the dome. I'm thinking of my third one.
Yeah, I'm going to go for
that. But that's
this
a good one because
a strong
that one,
one.
Yeah, because that one, especially if you're looking for the striker, you've only got one opportunity. You've got one window of opportunity to get it to the striker until the third opportunity comes back around.
That's a good rule, people. I'm going to go 6-6.
Yeah?
You've actually done well. You've swayed the balance into two rules.
Though. That's what one thing I'll say is I don't think... Because think about how elite the Real Madrid team is.
But Maz,
they'll get around.
But you've got to remember, they've also got their laces tied.
So you've smashed the task already, but you want to cut out, you need Woken to win this, so this next rule.
And I think you can get this. You can get this. Talk to me.
Yeah. What can Woken do now to really... Okay, so they got the shoes tied.
Yeah.
Every three patterns of play, they need to get a ball. They can't get the ball. So then let's go with the final one. Let's go with... Has someone said blindfold? Because that's a bit too much, isn't it? That's a bit excessive, isn't it?
We accept everything in this section.
Blindfold's a bit too...
Yeah, it might be a bit too much because... Where are you getting the blindfolds from and all that? We've had people saying.
As if you can't get down a shot.
No, we can. But we're not going to do blindfolds. Give me.
No, blindfolds a bit too much. Okay. Let me think. Okay.
We've had some mad ones. We've had like.
All right. Final one. You can only use your weaker foot. I'll do it in the reverse. That should be my first one. Weaker foot.
Okay. Weaker foot.
So they got the shoe ties lace, then they got left foot only.
And passing patterns. Do you know what? He's done it. That is to Woken Town under Jermaine Defoe.
What's that, Champions League?
9-6 to Woken Town.
Come on, Woken, bro.
It's not even Woken Town. Woken FC have won 9-6 against Real Madrid in a £1 billion playoff. Maz gets a nice 10% of that cut.
I'll take it. Anyone want a shady referee? I'm here. I'll do it again.
I'll be honest, that first rule just set the pace.
And we really
enjoyed it.
Don't test me.
Well done, Tomas. Congratulations. So you've done that. That's a good win. It's now time.
How many people have won, just quickly? Am I in a select few that have won, or do people win this a lot?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a select few because a lot of people actually struggle with that. And you've done it off the dome. So I'm actually going to put you top of the winners because most people come in prepared. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Final thing before we go. Just give me one thing that you want to get off your chest.
I've got a few, but...
Give me one of them.
Okay. Just one, because we're running out of time. Yeah. All right, let's go with... I feel like, and let me land with this. I feel like we idolise celebrities too much. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we work in a content space and we speak to a lot of celebrities. But I feel like there's certain people that take it too far. So let's look at Gunner.
The Gunner one.
This is what made me think of it.
I do genuinely believe this.
But for example, if you know, we missed it, Gunner had a running club in London, and there was a few fanboys, to say the least.
They were enjoying themselves.
They were egging him on. They were going, "Come on, Gunner, hurry up, mate." Yeah. And I was like, "Relax, bro. Yeah, I think you can run a 5K, giant. 5K is not even that much. even for someone as big as me, I could do a 5K. All right, relax." So yeah, it was some questionable, you know, things. And there was one guy who tried to get a bit of content.
Yeah.
And he done the whole, how many likes?
Oh,
and he was aired.
Zero.
He said zero.
That's tough.
I had secondhand embarrassment. But respect for him putting out. That's all I'm going to
say. Yeah.
But let me land with this, right? Listen, people who... I'm always up for giving people flowers. Whenever I see a celebrity, I always gas them up. I give them their flowers. Same. Big respect to whoever's doing their thing. And I'm talking like, we're talking like A-listers or whatever. But when I see, for example, people who like, when I say idolize, it's like they make their whole personality around this person. For example, let's say One Direction. You remember these super fans Harry Styles and that. And they used to make their whole personality about that person.
Do we still see that to this day?
Oh, bro, they've got fandoms online, but in general, there's no role models, no super celebrities anymore.
I feel like nowadays it's all a bit washed.
That's a fair point.
There's people that look up to and watch and stuff, but because everything's so open these days, like back in the day, celebrities were like the holy grail. You couldn't get to them.
Do you know why Jimskin's doing so well right now? Because he feels like a very just down to earth, relatable guy, and he's very good vibes.
Yeah,
relatable. People love him. Like he's absolutely killing it right now because he's very relatable and lovable. But I'm talking like when people basically change their lives and dedicate their lives to these people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you focus on your life in a most respectful way?
Yeah.
If you focus on what you're doing and how you want to be, you know, where you want to be in life, you could be a celebrity potentially. Not saying if that's what you want to be, but instead of idolizing these people and putting them on a pedestal, I think that's the key thing there. Don't put these people on a pedestal. Like whenever I interview celebrities, I just look at them as normal people. Yeah, they're just normal human beings.
Amen to that.
I don't put them on a pedestal. And I feel like it's dangerous sometimes when we do put them on a pedestal because then they get a certain level of ego and then they become basically these prima donnas and stuff. So My big thing is, don't idolize celebrities to the point where it affects your life to a degree where you're essentially idolizing these people and it's affecting your day to day, or you're making it your personality, essentially.
And that is a perfect way to end today's VAR You Serious special guest, Maz Mizadeh. Thank you very much for joining me. A pleasure. First time debut. It's been amazing. Thank you to all that listened, and we'll see you again soon. Love.
This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.